Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 509. We are knee deep in summertime. Many schools have, I would imagine that most schools have been completed and finished for the year at this point when this episode is being released. And so now we're turning our sights onto the summertime. And I know that this year is different. This year is very different. With the pandemic, the quarantine, the stay-at-home orders, the country and the world slowly reopening in different phases at different levels, it's all so much to take into consideration. Some parts of the country, like where I live in New Jersey, at least at this point, our numbers are declining. Some parts of the country are staying steady, and some parts of the country, particularly the South and the West, are seeing spikes in their cases of COVID-19. And so whatever we thought this summer might look like, it probably is going to change from what we were thinking. And it already had changed from what we might have thought about this summer, say at the beginning of the school year. Our vision of what this summer might look like is probably drastically different from what it is now. And, you know, coronavirus or COVID, whatever you call it, whatever you choose to call it, definitely has impacted many, many layers of every fabric, every piece, every thread of the fabric of our lives. And this summer is no different. Some summer camps have decided to close and not open at all. Some are opening later, and some have not decided yet. So I don't know if your child's summer plans are able to continue on or if they've been interrupted or canceled entirely. I wrote a blog about this, which I will post the link to in the show notes. But basically, some of the things I covered in that blog are four things that you need to keep in mind to face the summer, to move through the summer. Number one, I encourage you to remember that all kids are different. They have different needs. They have different personalities. One child might be more introverted. One child might be more extroverted. One child might thrive on more structure. One child might thrive on less. One child might need order. One child might need to just kind of bounce around from thing to thing more organically. What kids need changes based on their age. There are so many factors that go into what a child needs, but I definitely want to encourage you to remember that all kids are different. The second thing is to ask yourself, how much structure does my child need? And if I take my three kids, for example, my older son, who turns 18 in 2 days, I'm trying to leave him a lot to his own devices to navigate this summer with his schedule, because he will be, theoretically, if the pandemic allows, he will be moving to college in just about 6 weeks. And so he really needs to be making his own decisions about how to spend his time. And we've had a couple of conversations when he's been sitting around too much or feeling, you know, bluesy over all the things he lost out on in his senior year, being bored, missing his friends, being tired of watching TV or playing video games. And now the restaurant he used to work in before he was laid off in March is planning to reopen at the end of this week. So he's going to a training to find out what the new safety protocols will be for when he goes back. He's also starting an outdoor beach volleyball camp that started last week. And so a little bit of his time will be taken up with some good productive things, working and playing his sport. So he has just kind of been figuring it out. He's the kind of kid who does not want structure imposed upon him, and he would prefer to figure it out. He's fairly self-regulating, so he might let himself get to the point where he's been not exercising for too many days in a row or watching too much TV or something, but he will notice it, recognize it, and try to do something to change it and shift it and maintain or restore some sense of balance in his life. My daughter, on the other hand, is a very non-linear, creative, right-brained person, much like my husband is. Well, he's a little right and a little left, but structure doesn't necessarily come naturally to her, but she thrives off of it. And so I have noticed with myself that I've been feeling a little bit tense around what she's doing with her days right now. Theoretically, her first job ever, her lifeguarding job, will start this week. So if she does start this week, if the pools are allowed to open, it will mean she's had about 2 weeks off of school, quote unquote, summer vacation before she starts working. And she has really kind of wallowed away or wasted away those hours and those days, as far as my opinion goes. She's rewatched all of the episodes and seasons of Supergirl, which she loves, and she hasn't hung out with her friends much, once a week on average, and she hasn't been really exercising with too much regularity, and she's eating late in the day, and so she hasn't embraced or created a structure for herself. And I've kind of really left her alone because I know that structure is coming when her job starts. But I do notice that when she is not developing or living within any kind of structure, that her energy goes down, her mood goes down. She gets kind of heavy in her energy. And if she didn't have a job for this summer, then I would certainly intervene some more and talk to her more about establishing a routine and some structure. But I'm trying really hard not to intervene too much, because I know that work is coming soon. My younger son, on the other hand, is very self-regulating. He plays a lot of video games with his friends online. He likes to watch TV also. He watches The Flash. and I forget what other one. I can't remember, but it's a show much like The Flash. My kids all very much enjoy fictional movies, just like my husband, because they love storylines and plots and action, adventure, excitement. And I like nonfiction books and documentaries. So we couldn't be further apart on those things. But anyway, he watches TV, plays video games with his friends online with the headphones on or through FaceTime. They'll be playing and they'll be FaceTiming each other. Or he's riding bikes or he's swimming or something like that. He is pretty much capable of, he's pretty good at maintaining some sense of balance in his life. And he doesn't need a lot of external guidance on that. He seems to be pretty self-regulating. So there's an example of three kids who are very, very different. And I would encourage you to look at your child or your children and ask yourself, how are they different? What kind of structure is good for them? Are they good at creating their own structure, or do they need a little bit of guidance in that area? The third thing is, be creative, especially this summer. I know that going through months of quarantine and potentially working from home and while your kids are doing remote learning and everybody being stuck in the house or in the house together, the idea of being creative may be the last thing you want to hear. You may be tired, spread thin, stressed, frazzled, but it's really important to be creative this summer. My kids keep talking about how they miss going to the movies, going to the mall, things like that, which are not open yet in our state of New Jersey. And so the things that they typically would want to do in the summer, they can't do them. And so we have to get creative about what alternatives there are. We've been doing a lot of bike rides. I convinced my daughter to walk with me and my husband and the dog last night so that she could catch fireflies on our walk, because this is the time of year where fireflies are out at night and she loves catching them. So she actually rode her Ripstick around the block with us. And if you don't know what a Ripstick is, check it out. It's a pretty cool thing. It is like a skateboard, but the two places where you put your feet, they can move independently of each other, side to side. And instead of the wheels being wheels like a skateboard or roller skates, they're spinny round wheels that can go any which way. So it's an incredible feat of balance to ride one, and she's super good at riding it. So she rode around and was catching fireflies as we walked around the block. But during the pandemic, we did lots of puzzles, played lots of card games, watched lots of TV shows together and separately. And I think I'm going to suggest that we do some art projects, because we just need to be creative. We need to figure out a way to use this time of the summer to create some fun memories, occupy ourselves and our kids occupy themselves doing things that are alternatives to what they may prefer to be doing or what they might have done pre-pandemic. You never know if they might come up with something that they find that they enjoy that they never thought of before. So it's a great opportunity for that as well. The fourth thing and the final thing is balance. Balance is key. A balance between eating well and eating junk food. A balance of staying up late some nights and getting good nights of sleep, because after all, it is summer. A balance between lounging around and moving our bodies. A balance of different activities, stimulating our minds, stimulating our imaginations, using our hands, resting, playing or listening to music. Balance is key. And please make sure that you're being mindful of bringing balance into your life and helping your kids bring balance into theirs. I think those are the things those are the four components to keep in mind as we move through the summer to make it as good of a summer as it possibly can be. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. I hope that wherever you are in this world, you enjoy your summer day. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.